you know more about what matters in your life because you listen to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jenna Barr. 9 till 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Off from my city, off from my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket.
Well, good morning, good morning. It's 10:36 here at News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Hey, we're going to continue to keep an eye on Ida. An eye on Ida, yes. So make sure you stay tuned throughout today and this weekend to News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. This is your Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jenna Barr. Joining me now is not only a great friend of mine who I'm so thankful to know you because, well, we get along and have so much fun, but also you play a huge part in our community, my friend Kelly Rozier. She is an RN for Community Outreach and Transitional Care with Ascension Sacred Heart Population Health. Man, Kelly, that's a mouthful. Good morning.
Good morning, Jenna. How are you?
Listen, I am doing well. I'm really excited to talk to you because, you know, ultimately, we get a lot of information. We are in the information age. We're getting so much thrown at us, and sometimes it can be scary, and we have questions. And what I'm talking about is COVID. We know that it's not going anywhere anytime soon, and you are really there with Ascension Sacred Heart when it comes to population health, being able to guide individuals in the right direction for their health and for their treatment. So first of all, I want to thank you for joining me. And I know you cut out some time this morning to help us here. But I want to give our listener just some more information about what's currently happening in our community when it comes to COVID treatment, how to, you know, be diagnosed and then treated, and you know how to just gauge through that beginning part, because you get that diagnosis, that positive, and you're like, oh my gosh, what do I do now? So I want to go ahead and just kick things off with just giving you the opportunity to tell people this is where you go for testing, this is what's open when it comes to Ascension, and then this is what you do next.
Yes, absolutely. So thank you so much for having me on, because I do believe, you know, there people, you know, want to do the right thing or searching for care. They're concerned about loved ones. And so definitely, you know, we want to make it easy for, you know, our patients, their family members, and those in the community to gain access to care and to get the care that they need and deserve. So, you know, first of all, let's just talk about the testing. So we actually have COVID testing here at Sacred Heart, and I'm sure many of you have seen, you know, the signage there by the Ronald McDonald House off of Bayou. So we are open Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday from 8 until 1, you know, to do the rapid COVID test. And so certainly, you know, you can come here for that. There are others in the community that are doing it as well. You know, the health department is. And, you know, the important thing is to get a test or test result, you know, that in a good amount of time where you can start to intervene or receive early care and treatment. So let's just talk a little bit, too, about, you know, when you are positive or some of the things that may lead you to get a test. So I'm sure many folks have heard about the Delta variant, and, you know, we are seeing a little bit different symptoms with that. So sore throat, cough, definitely the body aches, headache, a myriad of symptoms. You know, certainly you can have GI upset with that, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, fever as well. With that. So that may be some of the symptoms that are experienced that would drive a person to get a test. And then from there, you know, important to make contact with your physician, or if you're feeling like your symptoms are so severe and you're having trouble breathing, You know, definitely you could come to the emergency room to seek treatment as well. But either way, you know, making contact with the medical provider, and we always encourage patients to have a primary care physician. So important, someone who knows you before it gets to be an emergency, knows your health history, would know how to treat you, is so, so important. And then we are actually, you know, I am part of Ascension Home Monitoring. So in my department, Population Health, we are providing home monitoring for those patients who are not quite sick enough to come into the hospital, but yet they, you know, would need some encouragement or confidence in monitoring or managing their care at home. So we provide phone calls to those patients and go over a series of education with them to include just, and your listeners can even look this information up on the CDC website. And it's just, you know, basically how to manage or prevent the spread of COVID. So one of the things that I always tell people, if you have family members in the home and you test positive for COVID, assume that the other family members are negative, unless you know different, even though you've been in the house with them. So I always tell people, pick a lane and stay in it, meaning, you know, pick a bathroom if you have one, a second bathroom. Mm-hmm. Make sure that you're there and in your own bedroom and keep surfaces wiped down, keep it clean, social distance. Make sure you have, you know, Clorox wipes or wipes on hand, those areas like the refrigerator handles, surfaces, that kind of thing. You wouldn't believe how important that is to prevent the spread. So that's important when you're managing at home. Then we also have a stoplight tool that we go over with our patients, and it just talks about, you know, what zone they're in currently. And it's green, yellow, red, just like a stoplight, so it's very easy for the patients to relate to understand, okay, well, I'm in the green zone, and even though I don't feel 100%, then I'm definitely not a red. So it gives them some frame of reference. And, you know, we can talk further about those zones, you know, so that the listeners can understand as well.
Yes, absolutely. And I love that. I mean, a lot of it is, you know, ultimately, I think there can be a sense of panic that happens, like, oh my goodness, I don't feel good. Go get tested. Okay, everybody in my home is going to quarantine. We got to stay home. Don't go near anybody. And then you start to feel sicker and sicker. And that's when the panic sets in, which is really bad for your body too, having all that anxiety. And so it's a matter of staying calm. So I want to clarify too, like if they do come to the emergency room after that, after they've been seen by a physician through Ascension Sacred Heart, then they can take advantage of those telehealth resources.
If it's ordered by the physician, then yes. And,
okay.
And if the patient, you know, is willing to participate, they want to participate. You know, we do a series of four calls, a welcome call, and then, you know, day two, three, and then seven. You know, I think the patients feel like I can, you know, manage my health in the comfort of my own home, you know, not to have to be in the hospital or go, you know, to the ER necessarily and be staying there, have to revisit. Mm-hmm. So we give you the information you need to effectively manage your care at home.
Yes, we know that the hospitals are filling up, Kelly, and that we don't want that to happen. We don't want the mild cases. And I'm saying that I'm not trying to downplay anybody's battle with COVID ever, because yes, it can be, once you hear you're positive, some people are like, no, okay, I'm positive. I'm going to go fight this off, like go home and have some chicken noodle soup if I can taste it, you know? They start to feel that panic. And so being able to have those resources and this information is vital with our community health and with our population health. Hey, Kelly, we're going to take a really quick commercial break, but I don't want you to go anywhere. I do want to talk a little bit more when we come back briefly about the the red light, the green, yellow, red light system that y'all are using. So again, I'm Jenna Barr. Kelly Rozier from Ascension Sacred Heart, she is with the Population Health Department, is here to just give you some more information and just know, like, there's no panic. And we have amazing medical workers in our community that want you to be healthy and not rush to the hospital, so we're not overwhelmed in our hospitals. So we're going to give some more information here on Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Hey, we're doing a little bit of a COVID talk, and really it's information that we want you to have. When I was able to chat with Kelly, and Kelly Rozier, she's from Ascension Sacred Heart Population Health. When I talked to you the other day, Kelly, and you started sharing with me, because I was asking you, you know, how is everything in the hospital? How is the ER? Are we full? What's going on? And you were sharing just some things, and I was just like, how do we help the community? How do we help them, you know, just feel safer, just a little bit more at peace? And so you told me about the red light, yellow light, green light system. And so I want to go ahead and just be able to give people that information.
Okay, I would love to share. So, you know, you're right, Jenna. You know, we are experiencing, you know, record volumes here in the hospitals, in our community. And, you know, a lot of our patients are, you know, not sick enough to be in the hospital, and they can manage their health at home if they have the right information. And so if it's ordered, you know, the home monitoring, we can call. There are nurses on staff and respiratory therapists here, and we would guide the patient and talk them through. If they're in a green zone, essentially I'm looking at their baseline, when they were seen in the emergency room, what their heart rate was, their oxygen saturation, their respirations. Then we teach the patient how to use a pulse oximeter so that they can look and see what their pulse oxeximeter, you know, or their O2 sat is, their heart rate, and then I help them count their respirations. And many times, that's the first time they've ever done that. And so no different than when we experienced COVID in 2020, and many of our patients were doing virtual visits, or our physicians were doing virtual visits with their patients. This is a way to receive virtual care, so to speak. And so, you know, we asked them to take their vital signs. Then we talked to them about the zones. And if you will, think about a stoplight. You know, green means you're, you know, on go, you're doing well. Basically, you're breathing easily without shortness of breath. You would be able to carry on a conversation, and you're not experiencing any chest tightness, and you can think clearly. You may have heard family members or others talk a little bit about a COVID brain fog or a fogginess. Then in the green zone, you wouldn't be experiencing that. Maybe a little bit of a cough, and your energy level would be nearly normal. So even as you progress, that green zone would be something to look forward to. Then we say in the yellow zone, this is when you may start to take concern or to escalate care. Your breathing may be a little bit fast as compared to your baseline. You would have a new or worsening cough or some symptom that you had not had or have developed. Your heart rate may feel faster than normal. You may have a fever. And when we talk about fever, I would, you know, want to say a fever that's not easily brought down with the use of Tylenol or something else to manage that fever. If you were cold and shivering or couldn't get warm, then that would maybe be a sign that we need to escalate care or talk to a provider. And then again, your thinking may be a little bit more foggy in that yellow zone. So then, comparatively speaking, when we talk about a red zone, this is when, you know, I would tell patients, you need to seek care, you know, either in the emergency room or to call 911. And that would be when you're unable to talk to me in complete sentences or to catch your breath. You know, your fingernails or your lips would be discolored, either pale or blue. You're having chest pain. you're unable to eat and drink because your breath is so short, or you're confused and you can't stay awake, that would be reason for concern. And so at the end of our call, I always tell my patients, you know, you're in the green zone, you're doing good. And so that gives the patient the confidence, I think, you know, that it takes for them to be able to manage their care, to understand, you know, what they're looking for, and like you mentioned, not to have that sense of panic.
Okay. Wow. Such good information. I think that ultimately, just how you stated it, just don't have that panic surge through. Just take your time. And you mentioned earlier in our call, and this is Kelly Rozier with Ascension Sacred Heart. Kelly, you said, make sure you have a primary care doctor. Make sure you have that provider, because they know you, right, Kelly? They know about you. They order your blood work. They do the scans. They do the checkups. You know, and if it's scary because you don't have good insurance or any insurance at all, reach out to our local health department for help, because there are ways for people to get that help. And is there anything when it comes to population health, in terms to what you do, Kelly, where you can direct people to go and look for a primary care provider?
Absolutely. And, you know, we are so fortunate in this city to have great health care. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm so proud of all of our hospitals and providers. You know, everyone is doing a great job taking care of our community. That being said, we have amazing community clinics as well, Jenna. So for those people who, you know, don't have a primary care and don't have insurance, you know, there's Community Health Northwest Florida. Mm-hmm. They've been an amazing partner in collaboration, you know, with us in our community, helping to give, you know, the vaccines. And so, you know, really, we want, you know, our community members to have access to care.
Absolutely. Hey, Kelly, thank you for taking time out today to inform me, inform my listeners and News Radio 92.3. And thank you for what you do for our community and continuing to work with people and providers as well to make sure that we're moving in the right direction and keeping our community healthy and thriving. So thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. And you know, we always say our patients are just as much of a blessing to us, more so than we are to them, for sure. So we appreciate everyone in our community and the job that they're doing. And I appreciate you having me on today and letting me speak to your listeners.